There are 17 days to go until the new president takes office, but the new Congress of the United States gets to work today. The Republican Party has solid control of both houses of Congress and is about to assume the White House as well. So for Democrats, including the entire Massachusetts delegation, the question is how and when to fight and how and when to make accommodations. To help address that question, we're joined this morning by Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano, who begins his ninth term in office today. Good morning and congratulations on that.
Thanks, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. Let me ask you, the GOP has an ambitious agenda that includes undoing many, if not most, of the policies of President Obama. What are you personally most ready to defend?
Lots of different things. The question is, how are they going to address them? We'll start with the health care bill. I mean, they talk about repeal and replace. Well, like anything else, I'm not in love with every provision of the ACA. I'm happy to listen to some proposal to replace it with something. I'm not willing to listen to somebody who just wants to repeal it and replace it with nothing. That's not legislating. That is killing a bill that has helped millions of people. But we're going to start, to me, I won't speak for anybody else, we start fighting today. Today on the floor of the House, there are at least two proposals that I know of. One of which came up last night to gut the ethics proposals, the ethics process, and the other to breach the Constitution by giving an outside entity the opportunity to fine members of the House without a hearing. It's just amazing to me the kinds of things that they start right out of the box doing.
How successful do you think you're going to be pushing back on these two things to begin with? First of all, as you pointed out, the gutting last night of the Office of Congressional Ethics.
I expect we will lose. I expect the Republicans will stick together. They always do, even though I know that there are Republicans on their side that, number one, don't know anything about the Office of Congressional Ethics, don't even know how it works. And number two, I know there are members over there that don't like the gutting of it, but they will vote for the proposal anyway, because they are good lockstep members of their party. It just stuns me that party leadership would lead them down this particular path right at the very first moment they have the opportunity.
You know, given the action last night, let me return to Obamacare with this question. We know that Democrats, including yourself, are going to fight against changing it or repealing it. But are you at all optimistic you're going to have any success in that effort?
Not in the House. I mean, the House works very simply in a majority rule. You have 218 votes. You can do anything you want. But what the House can and will do is, number one, argue for the American public to stand up for its own rights, and hopefully eventually they will. And the other thing we can do is set things up for the Senate to make the senators a little bit stronger in their commitment. In the Senate, there is not a majority rule. Many rules require 60 votes. They don't have 60 Republican votes that will go lockstep. So that being the case, we don't expect to win. I don't expect to win too many things in the House. But this is a long-term battle for the hearts and minds of the American people, and we'll see what the American people want, and we'll have an opportunity to measure that again in 2 years. So between now and then, it's about talking about the issues that are important to my constituents.
Infrastructure and tax reform are mentioned as areas where Democrats might be able to work with the Republican majority. Do you agree with that?
As far as infrastructure goes, in theory, the answer is yes. We had a very bipartisan bill less than 6 months ago that was a very big bill in this country. The only problem is it didn't have much money attached to it. The policy was very bipartisan. As far as tax bill goes, again, everybody, the tax code is so complicated and so loaded with problems, lots of people can come up with lots of good ideas. The question is, which ideas will they put on the floor of the House for us to vote on?
Big picture, after years of partisan gridlock on Capitol Hill, should Democrats be working to block the Republican agenda or looking for areas of compromise?
Well, I think it's somewhere in between. I'm not working to block their agenda, but I'm also not looking for areas of compromise. What I'm looking for is good policy to help America move forward. And if they can do that, well, then I can compromise. If they can't do that or won't do that, well, then I'll do my best to block that agenda.
Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition, and good luck in the new Congress.
Thanks, Bob. Always a pleasure.